So I got Sid in, and I'd never met anyone so passionate and knowledgeable about worms in my life, and I became a worm enthusiast.
They call me Dr. Worm. Good morning, how are you?
Our students absolutely love having Sid come along and deliver lessons, and we've overhauled our whole waste management system. We used to produce, well, we still do, produce 100 kilos of organic waste every week, and that was just going straight to landfill. But because of Sid and our dynamic sustainability teachers, we've been able to reduce that and put that 100 kilos of organic waste back into the worm farm now. A lot of the kids did think that it would be very smelly. You know, that's one of the first things they thought, but it doesn't smell at all in there. The worms take care of all of the waste, and you know, and everything goes in there, all our organic waste. It's not just the scraps that smaller worm farms can take, but it's absolutely everything.
We head out of the principal's office to the worm farm to the side of Kayleen Primary. It's the width of a single bed and about 9 metres long. It looks like a raised garden bed covered in shade cloth. There's a slight smell, but it's not offensive. I'd describe it as kids' school bag smell. Sid Riley runs Global Worming. He helped the school set up the worm farm and comes out each week to help the kids feed the worms and make sure it's all working well.
Even though the farm's about 60 centimetres tall, the level at the moment is probably around that 15 or 20 centimetres. The worms are reducing the volume of the food waste by about 90 to 95%. But what we already have in here is a lot of castings that we could harvest. So if I was just to dig my hands in here, we can see there straight away. That was the food waste, but now it's just pure castings.
Wow, just underneath the surface, and I see even everything, paper towels, apple cores, tea bags, banana skins, watermelon rinds, crackers, bread rolls, even a whole banana there. But underneath the surface of all that, Sid's just wiped it back a little bit and it's just wriggling with worms.
That's right. And while it can look a little bit gross because there's a bit of mould and things like that, it doesn't really smell at all. And part of the lesson too is we sort of see what's in the farm that shouldn't be in there. Little bits of plastic and things like that, but there's not much in here at all. There's also things such as this.
A whole apple.
Which, I could eat that right now.
Don't.
Please don't.
Yeah, so I guess part of it is looking at lessons in waste as well, like what should be prevented from going to the farm. Things that maybe you could take home and give to your little brother or little sister or something instead of throwing in the worm farm and just wasting it, because I don't think the world has a problem when it comes to lack of food. I think the biggest problem is actually the wastage of food.
My name is Nigama Pinamaraju.
My name is Ben Island.
We are like the Green Team reps of Year 6. There are a few more, but...
What do you have to do with your worm farm?
We have to put all the healthy foods that people don't really eat, and we have to put them in the worm farm.
We have to bring out the wheelie bins, and then we cover half of the worm farm with all the food and food scraps. And we kind of just wait for a week.
What have the worms done after a week?
They've basically eaten all of it.
So why are worms so wonderful as waste reduction warriors?
The wonder of the worms is they're part of an ecosystem, so they're acting with all the microbes that are in the soil as well. They're very good at consuming things. It goes through their mouth, through gizzards, which pretty much crunches everything up. That whole process coats the castings in lime, so what comes out the other end is full of microbes. It's full of concentrated nutrients from the food waste that they're getting, and it's also got that calcium too. So that's why the castings themselves are so good and so strong and so concentrated.
Is there anything they don't like?
The general rule that I tell everyone is the smaller the farm, the more particular you have to be in terms of what you feed them. You don't want to acidify the farm. So foods such as orange peel and things like that can acidify the farm. But for this one here, we've got such a large surface area, it's not a problem. So even the meat and sandwiches goes in here. Bones and things go in here as well. So now the worms are pretty clever. They've got a brain. So if there's something that they don't particularly like, they'll move away from it for a couple of days. The microbes will come in and start to consume it and sweeten up and soften it. And then the worms will come and finish it.
My name's Kelly Reeves and I am a sustainability teacher here at Kayleen Primary School. I love it that the kids can actually see that they can make a difference, that if they eat something and are careful about what they throw away, they can see it turning into something that can be reused. And so in our sustainability program, we come and use this soil and we plant seeds that can then grow a plant. And so then once that plant is fully grown, they can actually eat it. If it's a bean plant, they can eat the beans. And then again, the parts of the bean that they don't eat goes back in here again. So it's just part of the cycle, and they're doing it every
day. I saw you in the kitchen earlier cooking the spinach that was grown from the seed that was planted in the worm castings.
That's right. So we grew that earlier on this year, and we can see our year five garden bed is just full of spinach. So I need 101 recipes that children will eat. So today it's spanakopita, and we've made egg pies and lots of different things. The kids really love tasting it if they've cooked it.
The worm farm, being in the ground, has no way of capturing worm juice. So how do you make good liquid fertiliser like worm tea?
Well, the simplest way is just use a stocking and maybe a 20-litre drum. So if you've got a 20-litre drum, you probably want about 2 kilograms of worm castings. So you just jam that in a stocking, and it's just like making a big cup of tea.
You can't collect the worm juice out of this.
No, that's right. And also, the worm juice that comes out of a lot of those farms is the excess liquid. So while it's nutrient-rich, it can have a little bit of odour. But if you get the really mature, potent castings and then make a worm juice out of that, it's so much stronger. And we've had a lot of testing done on that product. And in terms of microbes and nutrients, it's so much stronger than, say, seaweed extract. And just to use a little anecdote again, seaweed extract has about 2,600 active microbes per mil. The worm juice that comes out of farms like this has 7.7 million.
What sort of wonderful work could worms do on a bigger scale?
Maybe 100 public schools around Canberra. That'd be 10 tonnes of food waste per week that could be diverted from landfill. So that could be up to about 500 tonnes a year. So if we look at what we could do, if something like this was set up everywhere, or if we're taking that food waste away, we could be saving landfill over 500 tonnes a year just from schools.
But what about the money savings? Kayleen Primary Principal Chris Shattuck explains.
Look, over the course of 2018, we actually reduced our waste by 90%, which is, you know, a great deal. And with the involvement of our new 4 bins, now we're able to recycle our soft plastics, our hard plastics, our organic waste, and then we're sending it only about 10% now to landfill, which means that we can reduce the number of times a week that our hoppers are cleaned out and emptied. So, you know, by our calculations, maybe $1,000 to $2,000 in waste reduction per year just by introducing the worm farm and waste management system.
And this is just the beginning. Who knows where they'll go from here?
They're about $90 a kilo, I think, which is more expensive than lobster and probably much more tasty. But I've never tried one, and that's still to come in the future.